Hello, dear one. Welcome. I'm Christy. However you feel today, however you have arrived, you are in exactly the right place. There is nothing to do here. Nothing to strive toward. Wherever this journey takes you is perfect. Let it be surprising. Let it be symbolic. Let it be a magical rain, lightly falling over your whole system. I invite you now to start to really inhabit your body. To draw all the pieces of yourself back. Every tether that feels stretched, tenuous, fraught with expectation or uncertainty. Every fear you have about disappointing or not doing, call it all back. Let all of yourself be here. Sanctify our time together as dedicated wholly to you. And the communication, the friendship, the intimacy with the voice of your soul. With the part of you that has always been connected to the divine, to the earth, to the oceans and sky and animals and birds, rocks and mycelium, to all that is. You are still here. And as you draw breath, let it cascade even a little more deeply. Can you let it reach parts of yourself that you have forgotten about? That you have just trusted to carry on form and function? Can you follow your breath inside your body with appreciation and observation? For the intricate community of cells and microorganisms, of exchange and nutrients, of symbiosis and so much working together. And as you let your exhales fall out of the bottom of your feet, pour out of the funnel of your pelvic bowl, can you release a little bit more to the magnificence of the earth? Can you shed a bit more thought, a bit more question, a bit more uncertainty into the vast, primordial, black earth? And on your next breath, can you notice the cyclical reinforcement of your central channel? That column through the middle of your body. Let each breath Grow it brighter and sturdier. Breathe more remembrance into your interior terrain. You are still here. I invite you now to root in even a little bit deeper into the earth. With a taproot growing from your sacrum, roots spreading from your feet, allow yourself here to become the earth from which you were made. And with your next inhale, lift your energy just a little bit beyond your head. Some reaching upward. The pull. Let the tethers of your awareness reach out into the splash of stars and air. And limitless beyond. Notice your body perhaps get a little longer. A little more effortless in its alignment. Notice that you are here now. Now. When you have invited more of yourself here, it arrives when you arrive to this present moment. And I invite you now to let the screen of your mind grow even darker, to retreat a little further inside yourself. To drop deeper to the space behind your eyes. To wake up the vision all the way down into the deepest parts of you. To notice if sight turns on in your belly. In your heart, in your pelvic bowl, what else, where else is there to see? Is there a language returning that sometimes you have forgotten? A language between you and you. A language beyond words, beyond thoughts. A language ready now to return. and from whichever site in your body feels the strongest, imagine yourself in a wide open field. The sun is setting. The air on your skin is the perfect temperature. There is soft grass beneath your feet. And you notice you are at the edge of a deep forest, with a path beckoning you to travel further within. So you approach this trail at the edge of the forest, noticing how comfortable, strong, unburdened you feel. As you step into the woods, the sun drops even lower. The light dims. Everything gets quiet. Mystical, mysterious yet inviting. You feel roots beneath your feet. Dirt between your toes, and deep trust in where you are being led. As you travel further, you come to a clearing with rough-hewn rocks ringing a fire pit at the center. A small fire already burning, beckoning, inviting you. As you step closer, and the flame light dances across your face, an old wise woman approaches. And you can feel that she is here to help, to take you somewhere, to guide you through something. And she points to the stack of firewood beside this pit. And invites you to consider, to remember everything that you have tried and made, that you have attempted and birthed and failed and celebrated. You are invited to look back through your whole life. All the moments that you met with such bravery, such commitment to be someone who followed inspiration, heeded the muse, took the risk of bringing forth their dreams and ideas into the world. She invites you to consider all of your hopes you once had. To notice which ones are here. To notice the ones that are not yet. The disappointments, the heartache, the triumph, the satisfaction, all of it. And as you remember everything, as you look back on your creative life, as you notice that it has all been creative, you start to pile logs on the small fire. And each piece of wood is connected to something that you tried to make. You notice when you allow yourself to scan the entirety of your life, you throw a log on. For that which you loved and endeavored when you were a child, a teenager, a maiden, a mother, an enchantress, a crone, some of these pieces of wood you infuse with the heartache of disappointment before you throw them onto the fire. The times where you had so much hope and faith and were so disappointed. Another piece of wood you infuse with so much satisfaction. The hard thing that you did that at first you didn't think you could. You pile more and more on sticks and limbs. Tiny moments of bravery, of grief. It all belongs. There is nothing amiss. There is nothing amiss that it spans the breadth of human experience. You notice this fire growing brighter and brighter. It's roaring. It's consuming. It is healthy and strong and bright and hot. And the old woman beside you nods. She sees you. She sees all of it. And she knows it all belongs here. There have been no mistakes. And as the smoke swirls to the sky, as the flames lick higher, sparks start to jump from the fire. And as they land across the flames from you, you see them turn into human form. Each one a version of you. All born of this heat and flame, of the fuel of your life. Another spark, another form, and you notice some of these beings are you from the past. Some may be bright. Some may be light and free with youth. Some of them may be weathered but strong. Notice all of these versions of you appearing. Perhaps the you who birthed a baby. Perhaps the you who walked away from a relationship that no longer served. Perhaps the you that chose a child or an unknown path or the call of her soul. And you notice now that some of these beings are yous that have not yet been. Versions of you that could be. In other lives, in other timelines, in other dimensions. Every dream that you may have of yourself is born of a spark here. And though some of them fade away to black, there are a few that remain. And you can make them out more clearly now. And they are all versions that you may want to be, or may want to be again. Notice what they're wearing, how they hold themselves. Notice here that they are all good. That to become any of them would be a grand adventure indeed. Would be stretching and satisfying. Notice their strengths. Their aptitudes, their facial expression, their aura, their energy. And here in this forest, with this fire, with this guide, with these beings, there are endless opportunities. But you know from this old wise woman that you can pick one right now. There is no right answer here. Only noticing which calls your heart forward the strongest. To notice which one appeals to your body. That vibrates a beckon to you just a little more strongly. They are all watching the old woman now. It gives them a simple single nod, and they all turn around, backs toward you. She then gestures to you to choose. And so you do. And as you walk around the fire and stand behind this version of you that you have chosen to play with, to experiment with, to create with in this next era of your life, you step forward into this fire spark version of you, and instantly you can feel how she changes your body. Instantly you can remember that this was part of you all along. Instantly this blueprint of strength, of magic, of creation vibrates through your cells. And you may begin to shift in your body, to stretch into how it feels to be her. And notice, what are your strengths now? Of what do you feel capable? What is calling to you to be made through you? Notice here with her, with your systems weaving together, what feels possible and alive. What can you do with your heart and your hands and your head and your feet? What can you birth into the world through your womb here? And as you look around, you notice everyone else has disappeared. The wise woman, the other versions of you, and the fire has died down. The glow of hot coals to light up the path for your way out. And as you walk back out of this forest, with a new and old energy animating your limbs, moving your feet, opening your heart, notice here together what you might do. It may come in images or symbols, thoughts or plans, let it be whatever it is. Perhaps it's just a feeling of remembering yourself as the creatress you are. And as you reach this wide open field again, stars scattered overhead, the moon lighting your path, the land, the sky around you starts to fade. You start to remember your legs in this room. The breath at your nose. You start to notice that you have returned and are not quite the same. That all of you is here now. Perhaps even parts you did not know were part of you. And in a few breaths, you may begin to flutter your eyes open. I invite you to follow the invitation to seal this experience into your body. Whether you feel called to write, or perhaps, and maybe even stronger, to dance, to music that feels like this new and returned version of you. To seal this into yourselves before you go into planning, into the ideas of your mind, to help you remember what is here now. Whenever you are ready, gently flutter your eyes open and go forth.